Children never, ever, ever get tired of dinosaurs, even when it's bedtime. Here's Barry Stewart Mann with a story for all those sleepy dinophiles. It's called Dinosaur Nightlight.
It was late and Timmy still wasn't in his room, and everyone was worried.
Where could he be? Said the dinosaur. What if he doesn't come back at all?
It was Nightlight, the dinosaur. He was just a small dinosaur, with a long neck and a rounded back where his bulb managed to shine through the blue plastic.
Are you sure he's not up in his bed?
No, he's not here, said the elf. Bedlight, the elf. He was small and shiny, leaning against his sculpted porcelain tree trunk that twisted up to hold a soft white light under the canopy of its leafy lampshade. We'll just have to wait.
But what if something happened to him?
Don't worry, said the tiger. Flashlight the tiger. He lay on the desk across the room, poised to pounce with his mouth wide open and ready to spread a powerful beam. That's what I'm here for. If there's a problem, I'll investigate it. You just relax on the wall and keep a low glow. If you get too upset, you might short out.
But what if he doesn't come back?
You see, Timmy had always been there. Every night since Nightlight had come from the store, and now the blue dinosaur flickered.
I'm afraid.
Bedlight the elf summoned up his energy, though he clung a little more tightly to his tree. What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid that it will be too quiet without his little snores and sighs. I'm afraid that it will be too dark without his bright cheeks. I'm afraid he'll never come back.
Flashlight the tiger wanted to say something, but couldn't. Bedlight the elf just stared into the shadows. Suddenly there was a tiny sound, as the wind tapped gently on the window pane. Everyone looked up, hopefully. And then they heard a voice. It's all right. It was Skylight, the moon. They had seen glimpses of her from time to time, but now she was talking to them. Your fears are normal. Everyone gets a little lonely at night. But don't worry. Timmy is just off at his grandmother's house. He'll be back tomorrow night. He may go there from time to time now, but he'll always come back.
Go to sleep, growled the tiger.
All that worry over nothing, grinned the elf. So Nightlight the dinosaur settled down at last, sensing the little boy everywhere in the silence and shadows, and beaming with the assurance that Timmy would soon be home.